Why, hello, my little peeps. Just to give you a little warning, today's read is a little bit mature. And also, this is rated PG-13. Please no hate. I am amateur reader, and I mess up and I stumble over my words a lot. So, setting that aside, let's start reading. Oh, just to let y'all know, we are reading the story Heat Waves. We're reading Chapter 2, Checkmate, by T.B.H. Yearling. Let's get reading. The grip Dream has locked onto his dirty blonde hair in the bare brick is enough to rip out the roots. Sweat stains drench his collar and lower back, turning his gray shirt a dark black. His chest heaves uneasily. The harsh morning light tears through the blinds with a promise of returning the temperatures from yesterday. Sitting up on his bed, elbows in his knees, stares at the hollowed eyes at the opposite wall. What the fuck was that, Dream? He isn't sure how long he had been in that petrified state. The thought of George's lips and smile and sounds overwhelmingly on the loop. The furry panic and confusion flash behind his eyes nearly all at once. What was George doing in his nightmare? What made him feel so safe and warm and wanted? Why, good God, did he kiss him? He can feel the liberation coursing through his blood, heart pounding, skin tingling where George's hands had been. The heat trickles down his back. He hadn't experienced the dream of caliber in so very long. To be touched and kissed and feel the deep embrace of lush that had left him, that leaves a firm afterthought in his boxers. Yet guilt undermines the edge of euphoria he feels. His teasing with George is fun and lighthearted, but having an heroic fantasy with a subconscious projection of his best friend crossing the line. He slowly lets go of his tough hair. The glaring sunlight laces of the heat across his shoulders. He can hear a faint chirp outside his window. A small nest had been forming the past week in a nearby rain gutter. He catches a glimpse of them before. Blue feathered and spurry creatures. Sapnap had teased him about when he had learned Dream had spent several hours researching their species. The purple martin. Normally these birds start fussing early in the morning. He checks the time. 8:05 a.m. Disgusting, he says. He looks at the towel hanging on the door, on the back of his door, and sighs. A cold shower could refresh his muddled brain and rinse the thin layer of sweat. Once in the bathroom, he reluctantly opens his phone, and his text chain with George is still waiting patiently on the screen. Maybe that's why he showed up, Dream bargains. The last person I thought of before going to sleep. His thumb hovers over the recommended song for a moment, then presses play before he steps into the shower. Streams of icy water race down his chest, shocking his skin. His ribs tense, and he resists the urge to shiver. He thinks of his mask lying in the cold sand. He thinks of George's breath on his face. He deserves a miserable shower or two. He attempts to relax to the water as it slowly becomes a refreshing wash. The soft soap lifts the feeling of grime that had settled onto his body. The stink finally washed down the drain. a breath of contentment escapes him. He's grateful to have cold water in the absence of working air conditioner. Maybe the weather behaved like a fever dream, giving him the outlandish thoughts that now faded away with each scrub. Clean hair, clean pits, clean mind. Right? The muffled music begins to get louder from beyond the clear curtain. Rose shimmers, wiggling the vision. Heat waves, heat waves. I'm swimming in a mirror. He closes his eyes. Sometimes all I think about is you. Late nights in the middle of June. Heat waves been faking me out. Can't make you happier now. His eyes fly open. The lyrics crawl into his chest. Bassline tingling with his heartbeat. Warmth floods his face. And despite the goosebumps on his skin, I just want to let you know what you're dreaming of when you sleep and smile so comfortable. His trembling hand reaches out for the shower knob. I wish I could give you that. You look so perfectly and sad. His mind lets the rest of the song play as he slumps down into the towel on the bathroom floor. Wet droplets cling to his hair. The past few months have been living in a haze, routinely gaming, eating, and sleeping, without much else to make him feel awake. After repeating the same for days and days over and over again, new interests and emotions were few and far between. Yet he's there and stunned by George's recommendation. The last notes of the song gently transition to the stark silence, the vibrations fading from Dream's hollowed out soul. He hadn't felt a deep, meaningful connection to music like this in a long time. He hadn't felt a connection with a person like this in a long time. He scowls, quickly grabbing his phone and heading to his room. Sour collections of frustration and shame churn in his stomach. Nothing has changed besides finding a new anxiety unnecessarily wrapped in his head into knots over and over. Sometimes he felt his mind would grab into any spike in emotion and play with it just to keep him busy. Not this time, not with George. Perhaps it would be the best if he kept his distance until his brain tires itself out. His phone vibrates as he's getting dressed. Hop on, Froggy, Sapnap texted. How did you know I was up? Dream texts back. Also, why are you awake? He sits down at his desk while Sapnap's typing. George wants to test some stuff out before he streams later. You'd never miss that. Dream is beginning to grow irritated with his friends with no discern reason. He pulls his headphones on, waiting to hear the computer hum to life. He drums his fingers on the mouse. The strange feeling tightens in his chest as his screen lights up and the Discord window appears. It takes a moment to realize how nervous he is. He has never been anxious about joining a call before. He glances at the names under the voice channel, only Sapnap, Bad, and George. Hi, Dream! Bad greets happily once he's connected.
That was fast, Sapnap says.
Hey, Dream replies, voice flat. Hello, George says. Was your heat wave any better today? His question was met with silence. Dream feels His words die in his throat at the sound of George's voice. He really doesn't want to talk about the weather. Dream, hello, Bad says, exaggerating his vowels. It's fine. Dream watches their icons lose the green ring after catching the tone of his voice. He rubs his hand over his face. This isn't how I want to start the call. Sorry, guys. I'm still a little tired. No worries, George says as he sounds cautious. We're on the test server if you want to join. Sapnap, are you going to try out these chessboards? I think you've got the coding down, but always time to find something you've missed. George hesitates, forming a small smile. You're finally doing the chess stream? Sure. Sure. He opens Minecraft. Might have been a bad idea to let him play, Bad says. Dream joins the server and is bound to hear in the huddle of the open field. Beyond them is a large chessboard with several stories high, made out of dark oak and birch wood. No, George normally beats me. Sapnap laughs. That might be what you've said the first time, and admit it. George, you're better at something. That's not true, George says. Dream is honest with me. All the air in Dream's lungs rushes out in one breath. I honestly know how important it is to you, George. I honestly know how important it is to you, George. George's voice teasingly echoes in his mind. He remembers how it felt to kiss him, to touch him. How honest that would be. He glances back at George's avatar with the stupid glasses. How they held for the whole night sky to him sitting on the beach. It's fair to ask for honesty from everyone else, but not being transparent with himself. George isn't entitled to know what he dreams about, but keeping it from himself feels wrong. But he still hadn't given you a face reveal, Zapnap says, voice proud. You're so smug. George hits Sapnap's character. He can't wait to beat you later. He pauses while Bad Boy Halos tosses several flowers onto the ground and hops in place. I'm not trying to force Dream to do anything. Though I am waiting for the day I open Snapchat and he sends me his face, Dream laughs nervously. I'm too pretty. I'd break George's mind. Oh, please. George says, we didn't learn that from Stream yesterday. That was the other way around. Dream heart skips.
Yes.
He mumbles. We did. He hears laughter in the call and clears his throat so that he can get a fine tune of his joking tone. He couldn't afford to slip up, he says. George, you're beautiful. Oh my God, you're annoying. Dream grins. You can dish out all you want, but the second I turn around... Yeah, that's so true, Sapnap says. George gets so uncomfortable. Don't, George says, sounding uncomfortable. And I think I'm going to leave it off there because we have 12 minutes, which is going to be saved for the next stream. I'm sorry for leaving y'all out on a cliffhanger, but it's a typical 15-minute stream. I mean, podcast. I'm sorry, a stream. But anyways, I really hope y'all enjoyed that story. Thank you so much for tuning in. And remember, each story is a season. but I'm going to make a mini season. I'm going to call it season. We're probably only going to get through, I don't know how many stories, but we're probably going to get through a few stories this year or up until my birthday. And I think I'm going to call it a season 7. It's just going to be a little daily checkup or so. Just so that way everybody can know that I care about their day. And I hope that others will too. Because, hold on, I'm tired. That it's okay to be feeling down. But just remember, there's always someone waiting out there for you. Or someone that's going to be there for you. If you say there's no one, there's always me. And I'll link my Discord down in the description. So please message me if there's anything wrong. And I hope y'all all enjoyed this podcast with this story. So bye!